How you doing? My name is Hero. This is Coding with Strangers, and I wanna talk about something. Yeah. I just wanna know the news. I had a great weekend. Hopefully, you guys did too. And I didn't get to read that many articles, but one article came across my timeline, and it was enough for me to say, "Yeah, we're talking about this." So I don't need to know anything else about whatever is happening in the news. But a lot of crazy things are happening in the news right now. And a lot of it revolves around AI. And I gotta tell you, I'm starting to think that the hype of AI isn't really what the people think it is, you know? AI is not what everybody think it is. Some people are starting to show reservations for it, whether it's the CFOs, CEOs, whoever. They're all showing their reservations, right? I think, hear me out, I think it's important that we're able to call bullshit when we see it, right? So we have this company called Calamar suggest it can detect STIs with photos of genitalia, and that's just got to be a bad idea, right? That's just not. We can all agree that this is a bad idea. Sending first and foremost, don't send a picture of your privates to nobody, even if it's somebody you like, because I can't tell you how many times, and this probably happens to people more often than not, but you get sent, as the amount of phones I got hand-me-down to me that people just thought because they deleted all the photos that, you know, I couldn't recover those things. It's crazy. So even if you're giving away your stuff, all of that stuff is dangerous to do it. But moreover, taking a picture of somebody or something, that's against the law. There's a bunch of laws on the books for it now, and you could suffer some real consequences for it. But to think that, you know, taking a picture of someone's junk and then sending it to a company to tell you if they have an STD is wild. And I also like to take this second to have a public service announcement. Please, if you do not feel comfortable talking about getting proof of someone's sexual status as far as their sexual transmitted disease, that's a conversation you need to be comfortable having with anybody you have unprotected sex with or protected sex with, because sexual protection precautions do break down. So it shouldn't be an uncomfortable conversation. Now, how you approach it is one thing. If you're very accusatory, it might run you the risk. But I think you should be well within your rights to say, hey, look, before we move further on any of more of our endeavors, I would like to get an STD test. I think like that, if you became boyfriend and girlfriend before that conversation happened, maybe your relationship isn't as great as you think it is. You know, clap it. Yeah, maybe figure out their status before you figure out the diameters of their bedroom. Just my personal opinion. But let's get into this, shall we? You have gone you've gone home with a Tinder date and things are escalating. Oh shit, Tinder? You don't really know or trust this guy. Why has it gotta be a guy? And you don't want to contract an STI. So what now? A company called Calamar wants to snap a photo of the guy's penis, then use AI to tell you if your partner is clear or not. Let's get something out of the way right off the bat. You should not take a picture of anyone's genitals and scan it with an AI tool to decide whether or not you should have sex with them. The premise of Calamar has more red flags than a bad first date. But it gets even worse. From there, when you consider the majority of STIs are asymptomatic, which means they don't show any signs or symptoms, you can't see them, they don't show up on you physically. So your partner could very well have an STI, but Calamar would tell you he is clear. That is why actual STI tests use blood and urine samples to detect infection, as opposed to visual examination. Other startups are addressing the need for accessibility for STIs testing in more responsible ways with the lab diagnosis, sensitivity, and specificities are two key measures that help us understand the test propensity for missing infections for false positive. Daphne Shin, co-founder of TBD Health, told TechCrunch, there's always some level of fallibility, even the highly rigorous tests, but the tests manufactured by Roche are upfront with their validation rates for a reason, so clinicians can contextualize the results. So there's just so this reeks of this lady. Remember the lady? She's in jail right now. There's a lady about to go to jail or something like that who said with one drop of blood, she can tell you if you have all these diseases and whatnot or whatever. And it's just crazy that we think like AI can solve all our problems. The faith that people are putting in AI is maddening. But to think that I'm taking a picture of your junk and sending it to AI, it's wild, crazy. And yeah, protection is 1/10 of it. But it's crazy how we're more prepared to have a conversation about using AI to detect STDs than having a conversation with our youth about protected sex, aftercare, and things to do and not do. The amount of people who know about AI-related sexual devices versus the actual physical capability and protection of it is maddening. And it's because, you know, fucking tech bros out in Seattle, San Fran, just want to get all that VC money, all the VC money they can get. And the fine print, Calamari warns that its findings should not be suitable for medical advice. So they tell you that they can't figure out how this is, and I did some more research on this company. This company is in no way structured to take on this much personal information, and they believe the reason why they can usurp the medical bar of safety here is because the AI algorithm is only trained on genitalia. So if you send anything other than genitalia, the AI will know to dismiss it. But further comes the question for me, at least. What about if someone's face is in the picture? So you have a pic, like, or identifying markers like a tattoo is on the person's body, like those type of things. What do you do in that situation? Marketing suggests otherwise. Before TechCrunch reached out to Calamari, the title of the website read Calamari, the intimate besties and for unprotected sex. It's since been updated to say safer sex instead. Like, so they were promote, like, this is a very weird way of going about it, right? Like, I don't get people who, like, fascinate over trying to be edgy in order to make a buck. It's like a troll in a Discord conversation. It's just like, you're trying too hard. No one likes you. Co-founder and CEO Mei Ling Lu told TechCrunch that the Calamari was not meant as a serious medical tool. I want people to remember this line for when it's time to sue them, because you want to know a bunch of people are going to believe that this was meant to be taken very seriously. A lot of people are going to take it very serious when it's time to sue them. Calamari is a lifestyle product, not a medical app. It doesn't involve any medical conditions or discussions within the framework, and no medical doctors are involved with the current Calamari experience. It is a free information services. So, you know, the thing that I think I see here happening, and maybe this is what I do, because what I believe they did is took a bunch of test subjects who, and then fed an algorithm to make a bunch of observations of infected genitalia to then compare to a picture. But once again, this isn't something that needs to be like very difficult, because we already know that some STDs are asymptomatic. And then secondly, if you see something, your personnel of self-preservation Your personnel of self-preservation should tell you, hey, I don't think that's right. I don't need to see a picture of blue waffles to know what blue waffles look like, if you get my drift here, you feel me? It's good to see that they offer anonymous mode where you don't have to link your photo to the personally identifiable information. Valentino Medivan, founder of a tampon-based STI screening startup Day, told TechCrunch, this, however, doesn't mean that their service is a de-identifier or anonymized, as your photo might still be traced back to your email or IP address. And the thing that they mentioned here, and they're going to talk about HIPAA here, but they mentioned that they can identify 10 STDs. When we did a study for that, when we then looked at their study, their language model for learning this, we found that they only used 5 STDs. So then the question then became, how did you identify those 10 other STDs? To which they then said, we didn't. We were just under the assumption that since they share similar symptoms such as redness, rashes, and discoloration, that it would be safe to put it in the category. So you would get a result like, oh, you probably have STD, you probably have chlamydia, herpes, and warts. Good luck to you. Like, they can't give you a distinct answer, but they want to try. And this is the funny part. Once you confirm what you got, they ask you to come back and tell them if they were right or not. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine hitting them back on the customer service line? Hey, hello. I used your app. You said I probably had herpes, and I went to the doctors finally, and they confirmed it was actually syphilis. So you were wrong. They gave me some penicillin. I guess I won't be using your services anymore. It's just crazy how they're doing this. But like, this is what happens when you throw AI in anything. This was a company that got like $1 million or something like that to have their investors look into this stuff. Calamari represents a dangerous, overhyped technology. It seems like a public stunt for the healthy capitalization of or excitement around AI. Exactly. But in actuality, implementation is just gives users a false sense of security about their sexual health. Those consequences are serious. Sexual health is a tricky space to innovate within, and I can see where their intentions are noble. Fuck out of here. Chen said, I just think they might be too quick to market with a solution that is underbaked. We're getting a lot of this, a lot of underbaked ideas. The Marquez dude is getting flack because of that bobby pin camera AI thing. He did a review on it, and from my understanding, he very rarely gives scathing reviews, but he gave a pretty scathing review of this product, and people, the owner or something like that, came out and said, who is this kid? Like, put some respect on that dude's name. He has 8 million subscribers on YouTube. Hey, feel free to subscribe to my YouTube channel, but put some respect on his name. And I'm in total agreement with this underbaked thing that keeps happening in our space, in our tech space. And this is why I don't really find AI to be that impressive, because it's underbaked. The people creating AI do not have the cojones to actually put forth the effort to make something truly genius. There's a reason why our progression is steadily and not exponential, because we have to go through trial and error. That's just what it is. And this is a horrible trial. The errors are very clear. But please, once again, I reiterate, don't take a picture of your junk. Tell me, what else? What if you were a betting person, what else would they try and put AI in? I can't. They try to put AIs in dog. Now they're trying to put AIs into healthcare. This has potential, but it's just being put in the wrong place. Let me know what you guys think. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on this. Clap it up. That's good timing.